Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
What have you done to my voice today?
You know, that was like the...
My voice is a husk of what it has been.
That was,
and it is all your fault.
Well, we've had a trying day.
We've worked a 14-hour day today.
And we just watched the Anna Karenina of reality show recap.
War and peace, y'all.
War and peace.
This part two of the tell-all was 3 fucking hours.
I mean, what
nothing needs to be 3 hours.
What else?
Sex does definitely not need to be 3 hours.
Depends on who No.
Sometimes
those Latin lovers can draw it out.
3 hours is too long.
And then draw back in.
Hello. This is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new.
Ooh.
Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love. It's 90-day gate. Let's love.
3 hours is too long.
Welcome to the 90-day gaze.
Maybe 30 minutes if you're really good. Then you take a break and you do it again. Am I giving away too much of my life?
Maybe.
Maybe because I'm 3 vodkas in.
3.5.
They're small glasses.
Yeah, but they're filled with mostly vodka. Welcome to 90-day gaze, everybody.
This is 90-day gaze.
My name is Matt Marr, and I'm here with Poodle. A.K.A.
Hi.
Jake Anthony. I'm saying your last name.
Thank you.
Say your name, Jake, so they know it's you.
It's Jake.
That's her.
I'm Poodle.
Y'all. We call him Poodle. Y'all call me Maddie. Thank y'all for joining us today. Today we are recapping.
This
just so you know.
It's our season finale, y'all.
It is. We are recapping the 90-Day Fiancé series.
It is 4 a.m.
Before the 90 days, and this is the final tell-all part two that we're and one that we're talking
and
about.
And we basically, our last episode was... the final episode
yes.
of the season. Now we're also going to talk about part one of
yes.
the tell-all and part two of the tell-all.
Yes. I just said that while you're drinking. God, you're drunk already. Please just get it the fuck together. That's all
I'm
I
just
going
to sit here like a dog and eat wet cigarette butts. Fine. Fine.
I'm
not
going to
say, oh, I'm going to let you talk the rest of the episode.
Well, you know.
Go ahead.
I just wish you'd pay attention.
Go ahead. I'm just going to sit here.
You have a sticker on the bottom of your foot, and I don't know why. Does that your expiration date?
Oh, that's long past. Long
no,
past.
You're petrified.
Uh-huh.
Y'all,
I'm desiccated inside.
It's true. We have had a very... We're not going to say what. We're just going to say we did something really fun today. You're going to hear about it in the next few weeks.
We did a lot today, and it's all for this brand that we've... kind of created.
Yeah.
I want to kill myself because I just said brand.
You did say brand.
But
we had a good day.
We had a good day.
It
was
an exhausting
day. But you're going to find out in a couple of weeks. This is the worst, like, tease ever.
I know. It's like some guy who's
we're like vague booking.
We're like Tim. We're like saying we're going to fuck you, and then we're just not.
Y'all. I'm not going to give it to you, though. Because it's a micro penis, yo. It's not big.
It's not
My
big.
Eyes are a lot bigger.
But we probably can't say that because it's, I mean, we signed a contract today. Can we say that?
Oh!
Can we?
Can we do that?
We're
this,
going
this
to.
This is kind of icky, but let's talk about
no,
it.
No, we're just, well this
Y'all,
is important.
We signed a contract with a pretty big podcast company.
Network called Acast. And we're always telling you this because so you might see some things change, but if you're subscribed to the podcast, you're still subscribed
the show's
to
not
this
gonna
podcast.
The show's not going to change. The
show's not going to change, and also your subscription's not going to change. So if you no. see it like, oh, am I listening to that? You are listening to that show. So
but,
you should
and
be
you
A-okay.
Might hear the most exciting thing, and this may piss some people off, but we may have some ads running across our podcast.
But we'll be reading them.
And we'll be reading them, and we'll be doing them in a very entertaining way.
We'll make them gay, and then they'll probably, the head will call us and say, did you mention that you could use this product as lube as well? And then Jake would say, we're just finding uses. We're just trying to make this a versatile product. And he's like,
you know, I just fucked myself with the electronic toothbrush. I didn't know.
I didn't know.
I was and just then, offering an alternate use.
And then Sonicare says, we're not giving
and
you
then
any
we'll,
more
and then
money.
And then we'll get fired by our advertisers.
Yeah, that's probably what's going to happen. So, y'all, this
I expect to get fired by at least two.
Just going
to
last for a week or so.
Anyway, y'all,
yeah, we got
we're,
fun stuff.
We're very excited. And hopefully that means even greater production values for all of us and us to spend even more time doing this kind of thing.
Maybe. So. Yeah, I hope so. Y'all, so okay, so we're gonna jump in. Just remind you, we're gonna have
our
new segment, the sissy shoutouts at the end of the show.
Yeah, I told you to pick them.
I'm just reminding them we're having it.
Oh. God, I'm defensive as fuck tonight.
Yeah, you need to like let it down, boy. Okay,
I'm gonna take a drink break.
You need to put that butt plug in your stuff right now. Just it needs to be there for this whole episode. Just y'all, because when you got a butt plug in you, you gotta relax. Otherwise, you're in pain.
I've heard.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, so we have a sissy shout-out, and we have a very, just so y'all know, we're going to be doing a special thing at the end of every season, the way we kind of say goodbye in our way to the season. So be sure to stay tuned to the very last of the episode. All right,
yeah.
Let's jump in.
Y'all, I'll spoil it. It's a song.
It's
we're
a
doing
song.
A song, y'all.
We're doing a song,
we're
y'all.
Still working on that musical episode, by the way.
I'm not in charge of that, so I can't say anything.
Anyway, so the tell-all.
Y'all, the overall impressions for you.
I think they called me tell-all in elementary school. Uh-huh. I would tattle like a fucker.
Hey, there goes tell-all.
Y'all, come at us if you were a tattle. I did it just for attention, to be honest.
I don't remember. I don't remember.
And then I stopped doing it like when I was like in fourth grade because I got beat up a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happened. Happens. That happens to all.
So.
Overall impressions, though.
Let's start with Shawn Robinson. She was much better than she had been on The Other Way.
Agreed.
Tell All, which was garbage.
I mean, I didn't think that was so much her as that The Other Way was just a boring
cast. Think she pressed them. I think she really pressed them
this episode.
Time. Yeah.
A lot of people don't
this
like
4
her.
Hours.
And y'all, we appreciate that y'all say that y'all want us to host the tell all, but let's be honest.
You don't.
We would make it about us and you would learn nothing about these people. Literally Jake would have left in the middle of Angela and said, "Fuck this," and then cut to a gay bar where he's doing drag and then that would become the tell all.
You know what we do? They'd be talking and we're like, "Oh my God, did you see the episode? Did you see Katie Couric's show today?" And we just talk to each other. We would just not even talk to them.
Exactly.
And Angela's like, "Excuse me." I'm like, "Shut up. Who asked you?"
It's true.
Go back to Skyla and to DJ Doug.
Avery, I don't care. You're young.
I know.
That's what I'd say. So it's probably, y'all, it's better that Shawn Robinson
I like does
Shawn
this.
Robinson, if you're listening, come at us. We'd love to talk to you.
Let's get first impressions on all of our cast.
Sure.
Tim is in all black.
Tim looks good.
He looks good. I liked his hair a lot better.
This is the most handsome he's ever looked, I thought.
His eyes are still disproportionate.
Well,
to his head.
Is he wearing colored contacts?
I think so.
I think he was too.
There's just something like the math of his body doesn't add up. He looks like a little person that just...
He can't help that.
I know. It's just, but it's disturbing.
It doesn't bother me.
It bothers me.
I think like his hair balances that out.
No, it bothers me.
I think sometimes you just gotta... I don't know.
Anyway, Rebecca, y'all, I didn't realize this, but because we are normally used to seeing her with Zied. Rebecca's a big bitch, y'all. Like, she's big. She's not
fat. Oh, you mean she's tall.
She's tall. She's got a big
very
frame.
Very statuesque, yeah.
Yeah.
She looked beautiful.
She looked the best she ever had.
I think she looked the best.
Her makeup was the best. I also like her more than anybody else in the cast now.
She, to me, is the heart of this cast. I loved her. Loved her.
I don't know about heart. I think she's the most reasonable person.
I loved her on this. Yeah. I would love to go eat at her restaurant and talk
Tom,
to her.
Tom looks terrible. He just looked bad.
He looked puffy.
Yeah, and he had
not...
and like Devin on The Other Way, someone got a hold of the spray tanner and gave him a little too much bronzer.
Little much. Speaking of making some changes, I think Darcy's a little different than the last time we saw her.
She's had, you know what? I think it's an improvement.
You know what? Her sister looks like
settled.
A fucking platypus.
Oh my God. Stacy
looks not
like
great.
A big pile of hot garbage.
It's true. It is like someone put some type of, like someone put spray
That's
glue
all Florian
in her face.
Fat, y'all.
Florian didn't show up, y'all, because he's probably been wasted away.
He's in the ground. Florian's dead. Help me. She took, no, you're killing me, Daisy.
That's probably what happens.
Yep.
Benjamin still looks like a Benjamin.
He's a little heavier than he was before.
Well, Keeney's not going to be happy about that, y'all, because she's a judgy fucking wife.
Okay.
But she looked great.
Okay. She was shredding him.
She
came for him. She and Fidel came for him.
Yeah, that part where Benjamin's like, oh, I stand up for myself. I'm like, honey.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
You lay over and take it.
Yeah. Avery looked good. Omar looked even better.
Omar looked better.
He's like been work. I think they ate a lot when he was in town, so he got like a little marriage happy.
And he kind of had a little color in his face.
But this time he looked good. He's been working out with Alex, his whatever workout partner.
Who's female, right?
Yeah, I guess so. And then I think that's everybody. Oh, it's Caesar, y'all.
Caesar looks the same.
We have a confession to make. Y'all. Caesar's, as some of you pointed out, Caesar was wearing a Canadian tuxedo, and his shirt, the polka dotted shirt, was brought to you by Old Navy. And the reason we both know that, Poodle, tell them why we know that.
We both own that shirt.
We both own that fucking shirt. In
we
fact,
felt so I, called out.
I bought it in two colors. I loved it so much.
I only bought it in the color that he was wearing.
I bought it that in a red. It's very fetching on me.
I felt really called out by that.
I felt like I'd made bad choices and there wasn't coming back from this.
I also felt like that I'm basic as fuck.
I also
because
want,
when I'm
we are
clothing.
Basic. And you know why, y'all? Because when y'all get older, when you go to a store and it says large and it doesn't fit you the same anymore, you want to go to a store where a large is just a little roomier.
Just a little roomier.
And if you go to Old Navy and Gap, they're made for fat people.
That's like coming home.
It's like coming home. Because sometimes at Gap, I wear a medium. And when that happens, it's like... What
I
is
know,
that?
If
sometimes
I can Poodle keep wearing
a small.
A medium, oh my, if I can wear a small,
a cap,
I almost jizz in my pants.
I'm a customer for life.
Exactly.
For life.
That's the Men's Warehouse.
True.
Mm-hmm. Those suits are roomy.
They are roomy. European suit my ass.
We need to talk about, we mentioned it before, but Terry looks fantastic.
Terry looks great.
We think she has the same dress in about four patterns, but that's
I'm
okay.
I'm pretty sure she looks younger. Almost in her daughter.
Oh, yeah.
She looks fantastic.
She looks like Avery's older sister.
Yennefer looked beautiful, too.
Yep.
Everybody, for the most part, looked like they had seen themselves on television and improved.
Except Angela.
Didn't really get that memo.
A vision in yellow.
Ooh.
y'all.
It matched
y'all,
her hair.
You don't wear yellow like that on television.
She looks like what Tweety Bird would look like if he went to prison for 20 years and came out.
Hey, I thought I saw a putty tit.
Hey, thought I saw a putty tit. No, I ate a lot of puss in here.
I did. No, but now I'm hardened up, bitch.
Y'all, Tweety's seen some shit.
Tweety has seen some shit in prison. So anyway.
I want to talk about one thing to kind of get into it. Someone said something about Emma. They get into Darcy and Tom first.
Let's talk about Darcy and
Emma,
Tom.
And Emma is there. And Emma said, you don't even know his favorite color. And Darcy's like, it's true, I don't. And then she's like, what's my favorite color?
What's my favorite color?
And she's like, and he doesn't know. And she's like, it's white. Whose favorite color is white?
Here's the deal.
No one.
But y'all, if your favorite color is white, come at us.
Something's wrong with you.
But also, did you realize Darcy paused?
You're
like
a serial killer.
She paused as if she didn't even know what her own favorite color was.
That's true. She had to think about it.
I know your favorite color is.
What is it?
It's green.
I go aqua green. I kind of go blue or green or even red. I don't have a favorite color. Is that weird?
No.
Yeah.
You know what my favorite color is?
Orange?
Wow.
You like blue. No, you're more of a red.
We're just gonna move on. You know,
brown.
16 years.
Cerulean.
Of fucking friendship.
You know, maybe
gray.
You like gray.
Maybe Darcy and Tom are fine. Maybe they're fine.
Wait, I know this. It's green. You like green too.
No, I probably would like blue.
That's what I thought.
Took you a bit.
I think I look better in blue than you do, though, because of my eyes.
I disagree.
Anyway, no one's favorite color is white, y'all.
No one's favorite color is white. That is for sure.
That's for sick people.
Yeah, it wasn't. So I have to say, Emma was the voice of reason on this.
And her blush is better. Someone helped her.
She did. Darcy also doesn't know that Tom was engaged twice.
And
you know what? I'm going to use it now here because we got so wrapped up in last night's episode. Yeah. We forgot our special segment of Straight People Be Crazy.
Oh.
And I'm going to tell you, this is it right here for that episode. Because
if you've been engaged twice and we don't know it.
If you've been engaged twice and you don't know it, straight people be crazy.
Straight people be crazy.
Because gay people, we fucking find that shit out.
It's like
we talk about our coming out on the first day. We get to it.
And you talk about on your first day as a gay person, you know how you even know how the other person feels about their ex.
Yes.
You know that shit. And with a straight date, you're not supposed to talk about your ex on that date. Oh, gay people go right in. There. I mean, we lean the fuck in.
We kind of have to, though, because, you know, if I go on a date with a guy and we find out that we're both tops, well, that's not going to work out, you know, because that's going to happen to me. Or for me,
we come and have afternoon delight, then we go on a date.
That's true.
So then I decide if I want them to buy me dinner or not. Mm-hmm.
it's like
we play both sides of the street.
It's a smorgasbord.
It's a smorgasbord of entertainment.
So anyway. Y'all, that's our crazy. We'll be sure to do that segment this week as
well. They're crazy.
Because they crazy. But anyway, that might be some red flags, Darcy. This man's not going to commit. Sorry.
Then Stacy comes in, and we already talked about her. She looks terrible. Her lips are she looks like a frog.
She looks like she was drying her hands in one of those Dyson little V things in the bathroom.
Yeah, something happened.
Maybe she was getting all freshened up like they do in the bathroom, and her lips got stuck in one of those fucking Dyson air things.
It's possible.
And it never turned off because nobody ever walked away. So they just walk into the bathroom, and she's in there face down.
I will say, Stacy is, they're squabbling, of course.
Yes.
But Stacy is defending her sister. They will stay strong against
other people.
Yeah.
As soon as it becomes inward, though,
then they
just goes to the jugular for her. And but Darcy does, too.
I feel like they both need to go to family therapy and get it all out.
Oh, who was it that said, somebody said during the show, I don't know which one of you is the older sister, but almost she's
Emma.
Yes, Emma, like, called that shit out.
Who's the voice of reason? Yeah, I agree.
They really need to go to a good family therapist.
Because I feel like they need to be each other's rocks, and they're not. They're enabling each other, and they're just, like, punching low for each other.
Yeah, and it's...
It's not good.
It's not good. And, you know, Darcy, that comment she made to her where she was like, Darcy said, I don't want to know about your love life. I don't want to know anything about it.
Yeah.
And I went, that's mean to say to your sister.
Yeah, and Stacey...
You should want to know
and
that.
And they both, like, try to act like it's fine. So like, they're both like, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
But it's not fine.
It's not fine, and they need to work on that.
So Jesse's here.
I didn't notice. Really? When did he show
Darcy's
up?
Darcy's ex from Before the 90 Days Season 2.
Now, y'all, we don't know Jesse because...
We've seen a couple of clips.
Because we've seen a couple of clips. Our moderator, Jackie, is not a fan.
No, he seems a narcissist. But we're not sure.
Although a lot of people really liked him on Kate Casey's podcast, Reality
Life.
Yeah,
I listened to that.
I haven't listened to that. What was your thoughts on that and how it informed this?
He's trying to approach this as I'm helping the world. I still feel like it's reflecting on him too much as a person. He's being the world savior.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's feeling like to me. I do believe him in that she has a drinking problem.
I think she does too.
I think she also has a love addiction, which is he was referring to.
I
just also want to say that Jesse is dressed like a structure employee.
Yeah.
Circa 2002.
Y'all, I love.
Comment us if you knew structure.
I love structure.
Y'all, structure is now Express.
It was Express.
But that was where gay men shop before they knew they were gay.
That structure and Izod were my jam.
Y'all, he's got that little vest on that you know he is cinched for the gods.
I would have gotten that at the Izod and the structure outlet.
He tried to sell me structure jeans.
It's true.
That Jesse
he did. They were
tried
good jeans
to sell
too.
Me structure jeans.
They were good jeans.
And Benjamin's was wearing a jewel tone top from
I
structure.
I know he got that from Express.
Yeah.
I know.
Anyway, y'all, I still have a bag that's like said structure, and it was like Greek columns. That is that you walked through those columns to Gayville.
You did.
That's you bought your stuff at structure, and that's how you knew you were gay. Comment us if you were a gay guy who
you
shopped
like
at structure,
and it just
and you knew you're gay now, and structure got you there.
It pretty much pretty. I 100%
agree. I would add that.
Because as just somebody who, well, you know this from doing life coaching, but as somebody that I've been a therapist and having other therapist friends or meeting other, it goes all over me when people want to help other people change their life when it is so clear they don't, not even have their own shit together, but they're not even kind of looking at their own life.
And they need to be the hero. Like, he needs to be the hero of someone's story.
If you're
going to
do
what
that,
she's doing.
Be of service to people, and whatever the outcome is, let it be what it needs to be.
Well, to be honest, you know he's not in it for helping people because he's not listening.
He's not.
He's there trying to tell people the problems. As if you're a coach, if you're doing any kind of like teaching or any kind of service to people, you listen first.
The best thing to do is to listen.
And oftentimes just with people getting out what they need to say, they will hear themselves. And all you have to do is, I say to Maddie all the time is, this is a mirror. Look what you're saying to me.
Oh God.
And she hears it and realizes she's right, that I'm right. Anyway, but that's about me.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. What were you saying?
I don't know.
Exactly. Anyway, Jesse comes back. Y'all, let's take a moment
and
just kind of break this down.
Yeah, and everyone in the fucking waiting room freaks out. Avery and Tim freak out. They don't shake
his
hand.
If you have doubted that Avery was related to Terry... We have seen the resemblance in this episode.
And so they have know about Jesse, obviously, from the previous season.
They do.
And Tim is right. He's there to start shit.
You know what?
Or Tim, to get his shit around.
Tim was probably right under Rebecca, falls for the second of the voice of reason for this episode.
I'm raising my hand that says preach.
And I actually kind of thought after this, you know what? I would almost hang out with Tim after
this. I would.
But I think I'd have a nice time with him.
Then he'd pull out his gun, like, lighter, and then we'd have to walk away.
Or he'd start vaping in front of her face, and I'd say, I'm sorry, I don't want cancer or whatever you're going to get.
And then he'd say something
which
like...
Which was still in his hand, by the way.
Yeah, he'd vape the whole time.
So, y'all, the real thing with this was, who wasn't listening at all, who kept yelling at everybody for not listening. I know we laugh at her, but man, Angela is so abusive.
Oh.
It's kind of hard to watch now. And I really, after this, I hope Michael dumps her ass because I think she has a good heart and she is surrounded by trauma and wounds.
Yeah.
And she just... can't deal.
To be honest, I'm kind of triggered by it because
I got
know
triggered
so
by
many
too,
Southern
yeah.
people who that they just scream and
they start screaming and yelling
and I kind of just tune it out and then I can't even pay
she
attention
even
to it.
Hit Avery's hand yeah. away from her. That I gasped when
and,
that happened.
And y'all, this is what people. I mean, yeah, it's in the South, but it's everywhere where. All you can do is put your emotions into anger. Mm-hmm. That's Angela.
Y'all.
Everything manifests anger.
If you're in your life and the people that talk to you about problems or when they're upset at you, if they only do it by yelling in your life, find new people.
Well, or shut those people down.
Shut those
and
people
say,
down or
I'm
find
not
support.
Gonna do this. Yeah.
Find support that you don't yeah. yell at. Because if that's not normal to right. everybody.
And if you have someone in your life who only yells at you, exactly. You need to say to them, you know, this is...
But we're getting help or I'm getting gone.
Right. Ooh.
Yes.
Dispensing wisdom.
Yes.
So we find out through all this...
Wait, I have one question about Jesse. Yeah. You'd still fuck him, right?
In a second.
Okay, just make it
just
sure.
clear. Yeah.
Just clear.
Oh, yo, I love a good Amsterdam blonde boy. Mm-hmm. He's like sticking his finger in that dike. Ooh. But instead of his dike, it's in my ass.
Wow.
Y'all, oh, I'd fuck him. I'd fuck him six ways till Sunday.
Wow.
Just so we're clear.
Just so we're clear. He's an equal opportunity whore.
If you're hot, I'll fuck you. It's that simple. As long as you don't talk. It's better that way.
It's true.
Anyway, so we find out after Jesse leaves that Avery's kind of losing it, and she says, I've been in an abusive relationship before. And at this point, Maddie and I high-fived each other because
not that she was in a relationship. Yeah.
No, we didn't say, yes, she's been in an abusive relationship. We called it.
And it was one of those situations where you hate that you're right.
Oh, and I think
but I was glad she was talking about
it. I think it's really bad. It's traumatic.
I think it's traumatic.
I think it was some type of like, I think it was someone who was much older than she was, probably someone in his early or late 20s and who dated her when she was probably 13 or 14 or even 15 and there was some kind of sexual violence.
I agree. I think that probably could be very close. And also I think it really makes sense is that you know who probably pulled her out of that and saved her life?
Mama.
Her mother.
Uh-huh.
So here this is happening again, and Terry is triggered, y'all.
And y'all, she runs into that
when
tell-all.
When Terry did that, we both were like, go get
y'all,
it, Terry.
Mama Terry is MVP of this season.
I came
you
around.
Know, she's got some shade to throw. Like she hasn't been Muslim in the summer yet. And she threw that, as I say, that yeah, this one's just like me. Just wait to
you know,
Omar. But I love Mama Terry.
She doesn't go easy on Avery, but at the same time, Avery can't deny that she knows her mother loves her and will back her 100%.
Right.
She'll shade the fuck out of her.
Yep.
But when she came up for Angela and she said, you need to stop attacking my daughter. And she said it, it reminded me of my mother when my mother gets upset, because my mother gets very calm and collected and will not yell back at people. She almost just whispers, so you have to lean in to hear her.
Right.
And you're scared.
I get that. Anyway, so we had a confrontation almost between Rebecca and Angela, and that's when I realized Rebecca's a big bitch.
Because Rebecca stood up,
bitch.
And I was like, she's
that bitch is big.
She is tall. She's like Wonder Woman.
Like, she's not tall. She's tall. I'm not saying she's fat.
She had a little bitty waist and a tiggle bitty. She looked beautiful.
She's a big bitch. She's a big bitch.
And you don't want to fuck with her.
Don't fuck with a big bitch, y'all.
And y'all, I feel like, literally, a lot of you have asked us this, the difference of Southern and country, and that is
illustrated in Rebecca and Angela.
Because Rebecca talking to Angela, and then if you look at the moment where was it? Angela, she said something, she cut to her, you gonna come at me, I'm gonna come at you, and then they cut to her just holding the cigarette, and then she took a drag. That's country, y'all.
That's country.
That's country.
But
when you take shit out of your bra, and it's like a Mary Poppins bag.
It was. That bag had no bottom.
Jake literally said, is she going to pull a lamp out of there? That's country. Now, I know some of y'all keep your belongings in your boobs as well.
Yeah,
but
it
I'm
was
just
a lot.
Saying, y'all might want to process that and just get like a little... Everybody's wearing those little fanny packs now. Get one of those.
Yeah, fanny packs are back.
I just feel like they sweat on your boobs.
Yeah, it's too much.
Don't y'all get boob sweat? That'd be not fun. Y'all should get some fresh breast.
I want a fresh breast? That's a thing?
Yes, it's a great... I found out it because there's a product called Fresh Balls, and you like put it on your man area
okay,
so it doesn't sweat.
I am not going
no.
to...
No, but then they have one that I got... It's a gag gift from my brother, and he was like, this is great. And I love it. And then they have one... I gave it to one of my... my girlfriend's, and she said they have fresh breast. She's like, I put it under my boobs, and I don't get boob sweat in the summer.
You don't get sweat?
Yeah, it's like a liquid that becomes a powder. She puts it on her thighs so they don't rub together and get all...
You just go home and take a shower.
Sometimes you can't. Sometimes you're out in the world. Sometimes you're in Kenya visiting Michael, and you just gonna fucking sweat.
I want to just give it up to Benjamin, who said one of the wisest things angry
I wasn't listening. I missed that.
Benjamin said, everyone just needs to be nicer. The world's broken already. We need to love everybody more.
Y'all, that probably was about gay people.
But, people. I mean, y'all, and I... Benjamin's got a lot of issues, and we know he's already
He's got some past trauma.
Yeah, he probably does.
I also think he's... an emotionally 12-year-old boy.
Yeah, I think
he's emotionally stunted.
He's also tried to save everyone he was with.
Again.
Yeah.
If you're trying to save everybody else, maybe you need to save yourself.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cut my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me.
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush.
Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
All right.
Wow, look at me at midnight. Y'all, we're doing this show at midnight. Jake is four drinks in. You know, actually, it's 11:52, but at midnight, he might be like that female gremlin.
I might turn into a fucking gremlin.
Bing, 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 bing. Gizmo.
Probably. Probably.
Bing, 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 bing,
I will
bing,
say
bing,
a very...
Bing, bing, bing,
a very touching moment to me was, this is why I love in the Sissy Squad, most of y'all are women, but when any of y'all kind of reach out and get support in the Sissy Squad, because we saw that, I have to say, when Darcy was talking, or when Avery was talking to Darcy about her traumatic relationship, mm-hmm. and then Darcy started crying for her, and yeah. That was very moving to me, because it's just so rare that I think women get to talk to each other about beating those relationships, because there's so much shame around yeah. it. Of people do this on reality shows all the time. Well, you should have known better. You know, and they
why
shame,
do they shame people?
People get yeah. shame for the relationships they in. And I really, that made me, somebody posted on a squad. They're like, I sent Avery a direct message just telling her that I appreciated her. I know some people, a lot of people don't like her. It's not that I don't like Avery. She just can be young and annoying.
I'll say this. I don't like her. But I kind of side with the idea, because I kind of went off on her. She's an adult. She can make her own decisions. She'd agree with that. She's an adult. She can make her own decisions.
I think so too.
What I have a problem with is all the fucking, mostly white people, who are coming and saying, we gotta save Avery. We're going to save this girl from the Middle East. She's a fucking adult.
She wants to go.
Let her fucking
go.
Do what she wants to. This idea that we must protect our white teenage girls or something like that needs to fucking stop. That's just as toxic as everything else.
Can't argue with that.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry. Because there is an internet contingent out there that's like that.
No, there's people that are very like rampant, and I agree, y'all. She's an adult. She's yeah. gonna do whatever she wants to do.
And you know what? She wants to live in a pile of rubble. Go ahead.
And you know what? She's gonna learn. She's gonna live her own.
Go to Canada.
Lesson.
She'll look on a map and find it. It's fine.
I will say probably my most favorite part of that fight was when Caesar stood up and did nothing.
That was amazing.
I mean, literally.
He stood up and then sat down.
He literally, that was a metaphor for what Caesar does in
life.
That's
his life.
He tries to stand up for something. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. And he fell, y'all. He fucking fell.
I want to talk about Michael and Angela's little like thing about her not wanting him to have a social life. When
again,
she said, "Yeah, that yeah, is what did you, fucking Stockholm syndrome shit."
I'm telling you, Angela is not right yeah. in the head, y'all.
And he has to talk with her every 6 hours.
That is crazy
yeah.
bullshit, Michael. If you're listening to this podcast, you're not. But if you are, honey. There's yep. another American you can date to get your green card that's going to be a lot less stressful. Because I'm telling you now, Angela is not the only dick pig in the States.
No, the world is populated by dick pigs.
Wait,
you're listening to two of them.
Guilty.
Dick pig. That's a damn
I just went
trip.
For a ride on the chandelier.
Woo!
Hoo! Anyway.
Wilbur! Ooh, wow, look at him now. Zuckerman's favorite pig bottom. Ooh, wee, what do you see? A penis in his butthole. Ooh, ah, look at him.
I'm sorry, we just ruined Charlotte's Web for everybody.
We just ruined Charlotte's Web.
I also said that Angela is deluded that Skyla's egg would somehow be hers. Like, it. Does she even realize that, like, yes, her daughter shares a lot of her genetic material, but not all?
No.
Like, there's a very big delusion there.
50% of her DNA that's not hers. It's, you know, her father's. Yeah. Also, I think Angela's one of those people who she calls out everybody. Like she said, I'm just here to, she said, literally, this was country. When she said, this is what she said. She said, I'm the only one who will fight for rightness and I will do it again.
She smoked.
But what I was going to say is that she calls out people interrupting. She calls out people that don't listen. She literally is calling out the things that she does in other people. Because just like you said, Poodle, I'll give it to you. When you're right, you're right. Because people are, she's calling out, trying to mirror and project herself onto other people.
It's a lot of projection.
And this whole thing with where she was like, I'm going to keep talking to you. I'm like, really triggered the fact that you feel like you have ownership of y'all.
Yeah, especially of the right opinion.
Y'all, we're not parents. So excuse us for giving parenting advice, but I don't feel like a lot of you are like this. But I really believe when you're a parent, the hardest thing is realizing you do not own your child.
No.
They do. They have their own life. They do what they want. And you have to. You do not. You're the one that chose to bring this into the world. They did not choose this.
She thinks she's going to get Skyla's egg still.
Skyla, if you feel weak, call us.
And Skyla, please listen to us because we will talk you through this shit.
We will.
You need to not let your mother take care of your children. Hopefully that's not happening.
Hopefully.
I also want to talk about when Sean asks Michael, so do you think Angela can get pregnant? And would you leave her? And he said, there is nothing that God cannot do. And I would say that if Angela would say, God, give me a baby, and God would say, is there anything else you want? I could do literally anything else.
Yeah, like,
because
don't you want to go to Atlantis? I've heard it's great. Don't you want to do that?
I can send you to Mars in a snap of my fingers. I don't know why God is a gay person. Yeah. But he is.
God's sassy.
Yeah, God's kind of sassy. God is a sasser.
He is.
Come at us if you think God is a sasser.
I mean, sex is real good, and then women have to birth out a baby. That's a fucking bitchy
She's
queen
got a
to
sense
do that
of humor.
To people.
She's got a sense
That's
of humor,
ironic
right.
shit right there.
Anyway, y'all.
Men want to have fuck all their lives, and then by the time they're 60s, they can't get it up. That's a vicious queen that deals that
God
blow.
Would, and like women, you're the most fertile when you're stupid. You're
That's
the most
truth.
Fertile from like age 13 through 22.
And y'all, we're all fucking dumb then.
We're all stupid.
Woo.
And then when you can actually have the intelligence to raise a baby, you can barely have one.
That's God being a bitch.
I know. And like it's been interesting on the Sissy Squad. Everyone's like been talking about some of their fertility issues.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm reading that going, oh, wow. There's a lot of fucking women who do this, a huge percentage.
Oh, yeah.
And I knew my friends who had it, but I didn't know it was as big an issue as
IVF warriors. That's what they are.
IVF warriors. Anyway, that's all for Angela. That's all I really want to talk about her. She was a fucking bully, and I don't want to go there.
And yeah, I'm kind of done. And as Darcy said, I love that Darcy is that girl that says, it's not worth it. It's not worth it.
That was the slogan of this episode, y'all.
It's not worth it. It's not worth it. With that face moving back and forth, not worth it. But I will say this, one thing, maybe just to add one caveat to this. Who do you believe, Jesse or Darcy? Or do you believe them both? Do you think there's truth in both?
I think there's both selective memory at work.
I think so, too.
I think they're coming from such different perspectives. Jesse is trying to prove something to the world, and Darcy is in her own
world. Darcy's trying to prove herself.
Yeah.
That's a very different thing.
I don't even know. I honestly don't know. Because Darcy may have a couple of martinis
and call then text
Jesse.
Him out of the blue. Yeah. I can see that.
Mm-hmm. And he would use that as trying to make her wrong and shaming her.
And I could do see how she can misconstrue when he says things.
I agree.
But I also feel like he eggs it on because he wants the attention.
He's a narcissist.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's trying to make a career out of making someone wrong and him be right.
Yep.
Yeah. That his psychology degree, y'all, is about, like, that's why he's doing that whole thing with seniors. Yeah, and that video where he showed his ass. And I'm still upset when they blurred it.
I was upset, too.
What the fuck?
But I do wonder. Literally, he's naked in his shower, and he's talking about connecting and helping
people. I'd do him.
There are two... That is the, like, y'all, Dr. Phil doesn't do that.
Dr.
Can you imagine if Dr. Phil was in the, hey, y'all, I'm going to need you to go talk to your wife and tell her that she needs to go divorce her husband. I'm just going to wash my penis.
Late people are arrogant. Anyway.
Where's my shampoo?
Where's my shampoo? Anyway, so we should move on to Benji, our favorite.
I don't have a lot about him, but sure.
Fidel is there, and Fidel got that sweater at Structure.
He did.
To give that callback.
He wore that on drink night, apparently.
I know, when they were also eating roasted meats.
I mean, I feel like, look, I think they'll probably stay together because they love the Lord, and they will, but y'all, I don't think Akemi's going to stay with his ass. I think she's going to move over here and realize I'm pretty and I'm smarter than this bitch and I'm gone.
She had quite a sharp tongue on this.
Ooh.
I know. And even Fidel was like, you need to control your woman. Akemi's got those square earrings made her crazy.
They did.
Yeah. She was all kinds of salty.
Her Forever 21 earrings, they were pretty.
I will also like to say that Akemi was the first to mention, yeah, you're going to come back and pay the dowry. Yeah. When the next time, you got to bring that checkbook.
Ring-a-ding-ding.
An installment plan is due.
She's not, I'm telling y'all, Sally Mae collects, y'all. Sally fucking Mae collects. Y'all know she's working at a phone bank in Indiana. That's what we said.
She is.
One thing I noticed a little bit about them was I just don't feel like anything's changed for them. I mean, I know he's going to go back, but...
Nothing's changed.
You know, some of these people, we think, oh, are they going to be on 90 Day Fiancé? Y'all, I hope they're not on 90 Day Fiancé.
I don't feel like they love each other.
No. Did you see where she grew up? She just wants out.
Yeah.
She is a 20-year-old, and I know they talk about her going to school and everything. She's 23 years old, but she does not have emotional maturity as well. You have to be to be in love with a 14-year-old man, child.
I still say that they are a bunch of scammers, that Akemi and his family are a bunch, or her family are a bunch of scammers.
Maybe. I think probably maybe his family is, but I don't know. I don't know about Akemi, but I don't know. I could also see her playing.
She was like sitting there like this. Where's my money?
It's true.
Yeah.
And then she plays that. I'm so young. I don't know. I'm the, what is it? I'm the uneducated caveman lawyer.
Oh, yeah. Bullshit. I'm just a caveman who was unfrozen, but I do know that my client is not guilty.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. We could talk about the next one is Tim.
Favorite part of
it's Tim, y'all.
My favorite part of Tim and Jennifer was first of all, we've already kind of so I think it's been put into the ground. We don't need to talk about Tim's sexuality anymore. We don't need to talk about anything.
He addressed it very well.
He addressed it.
He said, he's like, I'm not gay. I'm not bi. I'm not a woman. You know, I'm a guy. And he didn't do it angrily. And
I was kind of impressed.
I know. I was too.
I think, again, we kind of called it because we talked about, we said, we bet Tim has been made fun of and bullied for being gay or whatever for years. And he said, I've been called that for 15 years now.
Yep.
And
you know, he grew up in the South.
In the South, y'all, he's been bullied for it. So I think that the fact that this man can be that age that he is now and be able to get manicures and be who he wants to be. I have respect for that.
I kind of respect him more. Yeah.
In that way. Now, Rebecca fucking schooled Tim's ass, and I was here for it.
I loved it.
I loved it, too. When she called out that Veronica bullshit, and she was like, Veronica knew what she was doing.
She's like, Veronica gave him that ring, and she's like, yeah, that's kind of a sabotaging move. And and we both freaked out.
We did.
Yeah.
Literally, Poodle went, what?
Yeah, I had to pause it.
Good for you, Rebecca.
And there was a weird thing about Tim saying, call me a pussy. And I just can't imagine that happening, that's a pet name for him.
You know what? Some people call people names, and I don't agree with, like Rebecca, again, that feels offensive to me. I don't like it when people call him a pussy, because y'all, I'm telling you now, a pussy is one of the strongest things in this world. It brings in life.
I agree.
And women are stronger than men. Sorry,
I agree.
Y'all. But that's their word they want to use for each other, so okay.
And sometimes when you're in their bedroom and someone says, you're my slut, you're my slut, and you're like, I'm your slut, sure. And then you afterwards feel bad. Oh, but that's not me, it happened to.
Wow.
Anyway, let's move on.
Wow.
Let's move on to Rebecca's friend.
Boy.
Sorry, that didn't happen to me. Not
you know what? If the CIA ever had to bug you, they would quit in 2 weeks and go, this fucker is fucking freaky.
This is freaky deaky.
This is freaky deaky. Leave this bitch alone.
I'm your slut. Should we move on to Miss Rebecca?
Yeah, because I think that's all I have. They're my favorite couple.
I think they can probably they can go the distance.
And she announced that they are still together.
Yeah, I believe it.
I don't know. I don't feel like a lot really. I do agree that, I love that Rebecca finally kind of realized in the after fact that, like, Zied wasn't necessarily trying to control her as she said, as soon as I took my jacket off, somebody touched my arm.
I think she is super reactive. She is a feminist woman from the South, so she is triggered by any type of language that is controlling. Because I have female cousins like that.
And or your mother?
My mother is too. She's like, that's just like a man. My mother said, a man. You know, a man invented that. Y'all, deep down, my mother hates men.
Your mother would be a fantastic lesbian.
I agree.
She should do it.
If my mother hears this, she will never talk to me again. She was like, I could never do that. But she's like, but it's men. I hate men. It's not that I like women. I just hate men.
I think a lot of women probably relate to that.
Yeah. That's my mother's thing. She was like, you know, a man invented that. When she's talking about the bra, she's like, bras are so uncomfortable. You know, a man invented them.
They are uncomfortable. I've worn one.
I don't doubt that.
Anyway,
Rebecca's friend Melanie comes, her private detective.
Y'all,
Melanie's wearing yellow, and Melanie also has a, may I speak to the manager, haircut.
She sure does. I don't know what fucking happened to her hair, but y'all.
Melanie's got a Karen haircut, y'all. And
she went to the wrong pro cuts.
And you know, if Melanie's in a restaurant and her apps come out the same time as the entree, she's going to get comped.
She's going to get comped because she's going to speak to
she's
somebody.
She's not a bad person. It's just that's what she does.
That is what she does.
Yeah. Melanie's that kind of girl. So, and Melanie takes care of her friend.
She does. It's sweet how she's loyal to Rebecca.
Yeah.
Y'all, there is a little bit of a red flag. If you're in a relationship and no one in your life supports your relationship, which is what Rebecca said.
Yeah.
That's not a great thing.
Also, but she's in the South, so
but
it's
she's
hard.
She's in the South, and also he's not here yet.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that once people meet him, because even Terry, when she met Omar, she was like, he loves her.
It's hard. Yeah.
Get it?
It's Georgia, too. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
I don't have a lot more to say about Rebecca.
I do want to call – I'm sorry, we jump. I'm going to jump back, but I just want to do a strong tea, strong tea.
Uh-oh.
Give me strong tea with quotable. When Sean Robinson asked Benjamin if he had a budget, That was one of the best fucking things.
Did you
have a budget?
He looked at her with those cuckoo great cuckoo like, blink eyes. And there was just silence. Y'all, the amount of time when there was silence on the set.
That was why this was 3 hours.
I aged. It was,
but I also
times.
Didn't breathe.
I didn't
it
either.
It was a very well done. Y'all, if you're the editor of this show, come at us. Let us know how you are.
You don't listen. The last Lonely Heart we have to talk
bother.
About is a boulder. Maria, are you there? Well, wait. This is not when I talk to Maria. She's not on the screen? Oh, never mind. There was a really awkward moment where I thought Maria was behind me. And
I think he thinks that a lot.
It was Sasha. Sasha wasn't there.
Y'all,
this was a clusterfuck. This whole last thing is Caesar was almost trying to be fed lines, or he couldn't even address her questions. So Maria showed up.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Uh-huh. She's here.
And,
like, y'all, even Akini said she feels bad for Caesar.
And everyone was jumping on.
If
everyone...
you're a woman from Kenya and you basically just got fucking sold to a white man and you feel bad for Caesar.
I mean, you're that's the fucking you're part
shit.
Of an installment plan.
Yeah.
And you're having a problem with the treatment.
Then woo.
And even like everybody on stage, Ziad was weighing in, Michael was weighing in. Blah, blah, blah. And I don't know if you saw this, but on the side of my screen,
oh God.
There was a little box that opened up and it's like, hey there, I think you need to give it up. There's plenty of women in our town of North Carolina that you could wear our edible panties.
We've been sitting in this closet for 4 months and you don't turn the air on in here. I feel wilty.
And I don't really, now that I think about it, I don't want to be on an unkempt Russian bush.
Nuh-uh.
Give me something that's shaved. I prefer it.
Give me some American vagina. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Here I go. I'm dissolving in a corn syrup. Oh.
That really, you know what I put? The saddest part of the whole thing is these underwear are never going to get used.
That's the saddest thing of the whole season.
Props to Tim, though, bringing up the fucking edible underwear. I mean, Tim, really, Tim, we'd hang out with you, girl.
You know what? Tim, come here. We will talk to you.
Tim, we'll go have a drink with you. We'd love to. That'd be fun.
Or four.
But we won't have any of y'all on the show if you're listening because it's not about you.
Anyway, Maria was a complete and utter stone cold bitch like we thought she would be.
I mean,
she wasn't even having it. She's like, she was just making faces and mugging.
The main thing was, I know people, a lot of people are like, Caesar's acting or whatever. Y'all, if he is full on acting now, like I've said before, then he's the Meryl fucking
Streep. He's the Denzel Washington of reality television.
What I learned in this, and I don't, and I say this to bring up some point. Y'all don't come at me because I don't mean this as like something to be funny or something to dig at. I don't think Caesar has a high intelligence functioning level. And we've kind of talked about this before, but like something is not firing right in his brain that is this not right, but he is thinking in a different way that I don't know if he's able. I don't know if he's on the spectrum or whatever.
I don't know, I
feel like people say that for everybody, so I don't want to say that.
I don't know if it's an IQ thing.
But he's not reading emotional cues.
He's not that is
That's
the,
where
that
I'm going
is
with
it.
That.
He's not reading that is the fucking truth.
But I mean
he's
as a therapist like I'm cues. I think that's a problem like that.
And you can convince him of things very easily and he'll believe anything.
Like I just had a friend the other day who just posted on social media like he was diagnosed on the spectrum and he said he was going through dating and not dating well, and now that he's getting help, he's able to like read social cues more and realize it's something he can work on. And I kind of think Caesar needs to see a therapist or doctor for that.
Your friend just needs to stop dating and just like have sex with people.
Yeah, you might be on some social cues thing too.
That's fine.
He's cute.
I'm not a slut.
I mean, really, there wasn't a lot that was said between Caesar and Maria, but more of just, it was sad to kind of, he kind of dissolved like those panties.
He did. He dissolved into cornstarch.
And it was sad. And honestly, y'all, if she texted him after the show and said, baby, baby, I love you. I want to be with you. He would say,
he would send her money.
In a millisecond.
In a second. Yep. That's all I have. I was kind of just horrified by the last 25 minutes of this.
I love when Sean Robertson said, so Maria, Caesar just poured his heart out to you. Do you have anything to say?
Yeah.
Do you love it? And she was just like,
oop,
blink, 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 blink.
Yevgeny, pour me vodka.
Vodka.
Hey, Yevgeny, Yevgeny. Hey. Get snowmobile ready.
We go to Club Alto.
Albania's hottest club is Club Alto.
Club Alto.
Oh, no, that was London. Or Nottingham.
Yes, and again, she was like, yeah, she was just lying about the whole thing. So,
yeah, y'all, let's just book report this. Maria's a terrible person.
Maria's a horrible person.
Terrible person.
Horrible, horrible, horrible
awful
person.
Anyway, that's the season, y'all.
Y'all, that was the season.
The only thing we have left is we're going to do two sissies.
Oh, we got some
shout outs.
Let's do that.
I'll go. Do you want to go first or should I?
I'll go. You went first last time, so I'll go. So my sissy shout out, by the way, y'all, on our 90 Day Gays Instagram, we posted the best video of fucking Sean Robinson's face. It was so good. We had to, because it was all in one say.
Then we're doing our reviews, right?
Yeah. My sissy shout out goes to Julia C. Her last name has a C. I'm not going to say her last name.
It
rhymes with ass or sass. Anyway, Julia, I think Julia actually, she was named after Julia Sugarbaker.
I did not know
that. Yes, because her mother.
Her lights went out in Georgia.
Because her mother had a very lurid southern affair with some man named Beauregard.
Beauregard.
She didn't find out until she was 17, but she's always had the spunk of a Julia Sugarbaker. Y'all, she loves knitting. She loves Taekwondo. And she also loves setting people at work straight. I bet that she's, as I've known, she deals with a Veronica Daily in her life.
Ooh.
And as Poodle, we know how Poodle feels about Veronica.
Ooh, I hate some Veronicas.
I think Julia dreams in life of just traveling probably most of the country in a Pinto and just having sex with a lot of cowboy men because she's a girl. She's a girl who knows what she wants. So shout out to Julia C.
Good for you, Julia C. I'm
Save
a girl.
A horse,
a girl,
ride a cowboy.
I'm a girl who knows what I want.
Good for you, Julia. What about you,
Poodle?
I would
like to give a shout out to Alyssa C.
Oh, a lot of
Alyssa
C's.
Alyssa C.
Don't say her last name.
Alyssa C. Alyssa lives in Peoria, Illinois.
Oh, Peoria.
And she likes nothing better than to go into a church prayer meeting so she can handle a bunch of snakes.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
that's when you know that's the Lord. That's the Lord at work.
That is the Lord at work.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? She never felt
it's not
as,
venom. It's
no.
just the spirit.
Exactly. She never felt as much alive as when she was on the Ferris wheel, and she got really up to the top of it, and she felt the thing between her legs just like twiddling and twiddling. She said, "That's God." Exactly. Sometimes heights do that to y'all. Anyway,
good for her,
Alyssa C. We all gotta get a little bit of something sometimes.
Good for you. Who knew that Ferris wheels and cowboys, y'all? Our sissy stories are factual to us. They might not be factual
they're
in life.
Completely not factual.
They're not. So we brought us to a couple a shout out of some Poodle's going to do some reviews. A shout out.
I'm gonna. These are two of our favorite reviews. You guys, we love a good review.
Like I said, y'all, we
go to iTunes or Apple
Podcasts, wherever
Apple
you listen
Podcasts,
to podcasts.
Wherever you get your reviews.
The show, and if you're driving or what, don't worry about it. There's in the show notes, we've got a link to it. You can just click on that link. Leave 5 stars and say, keep going, Queens.
This is from WHTYC.
Wichtig.
And it says, best 90-day podcast out there. 5 stars. Wear a diaper. You're going to piss yourself laughing.
You're an idiot because I read that last episode. And you don't listen. and remember anything that I fucking say. I literally read that goddamn review last episode. Literally less than 24 hours ago. You're a piece of shit. I literally just read that.
Okay.
Wow. Your face is red. You don't get embarrassed a lot.
I'm embarrassed.
You've been red.
I don't remember that.
What's the other one? Maybe
next,
it should be
the next
this.
Says, okay, hopefully you didn't read this one. You bring joy to this foreigner. And this is from Intentis. Intentis. Okay. 5 stars. I moved here from a Greek island to be with a man I love, and I found America to be very prudish and conservative to me and do not feel very comfortable here, but you two have brought light into my life. You make me laugh out loud as I drive to and from work and bring me so much joy. So much joy.
So much joy.
You might not realize this, but you have a very European outlook and humor. Thank you so much for doing what you do.
Oh, that was
very
sweet.
I've always felt European.
That's, you know, since you read the same review twice, I feel like I should point out a review that we saw earlier that gave us 3 stars and just said, meh.
And I just said, it's okay.
It's okay.
That's been my favorite review so far, by the way.
You know,
a 3-star.
That bitch.
It's okay.
It's okay. Mm-hmm. But y'all, as we said, we've got like, especially if you're in the Sissy Squad on Facebook group, y'all, we've got like 1,800 members. If all of you just left a review, we'd be
insane.
We'd be doing a live show right now.
And
so
this bitch would call
it.
Me in the morning like,
oh
hysterical.
My God, I'm so excited. So please leave a review on Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen
and
to
I'd
podcasts.
And I'd be like, hold on, someone needs to leave my bed before I talk
it's
to you.
It's true. We've already mentioned the Sissy Squad, our private Facebook group, but also too, we have our Twitter and Instagram now. Twitter and Instagram are both
official joint 90-day gays.
90-day gays. And we're really
Follow
trying
us.
To, for some of you aren't Facebook people, and we get that. So I'm really trying to start a conversation in the Instagram. So if you are some of those people that want to start, like you want to do, I don't know, you want to do a live chat, or you want to do, you have a picture or a meme you want me to post, send it to me and I'll post it. If you tell, I want this is your Instagram, it's not just ours. So let us know,
ooh,
ladies
love
and
that.
Gents. Yeah, so, and also too, remember you can go to our, for now, until our website changes, you can go to our website for our podcast network, Sissy That Talk, where you can listen to our Sweet Tea podcast, which is Southern Charm.
You can listen to Bitchcraft, which is Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
And you can listen to River Mail. Someone just said, oh, I love this show on Twitter, and I didn't want to tell
We're
them
not
we stopped.
Doing it anymore.
and then also you can listen to Dear Maddie, past episodes of that. And, again, you can find all that information on Sissy That Talk. I don't think we have any other news.
No.
We are finally going to be doing an episode with Kim and Kyle.
Yes.
We're going to be doing that next week when I come back. So
90 Day Cray Cray.
We're going to have that. We're going to be reviewing new 90 Day Fiancé. So it's happening.
November 3rd, y'all.
Comes out on Sunday night. Y'all, I'm flying back from Mexico on Monday. So I'm coming straight there from the airport to do a show on Monday night. So hopefully,
she may have a 90-day fiancé by
maybe
then, y'all.
If my flight doesn't get delayed, our show will be up again late next Monday. Is there anything else that we need to talk
nope.
about?
I think that's it.
Y'all, so normally we do our normal sign-off about Lonely Hearts, but I think for today,
we have a special song
We have
for
a special
everybody.
Song.
To commemorate this journey that we have all been on, and hopefully you will recognize a few of the voices.
That was very well said. You didn't even plan that.
No, it wasn't.
Good for you.
And enjoy this tribute to 90 Day Fiancé before the 90 days and what they did.
And what they did.
For love.
For love. All right, everybody.
See
we
y'all
will
soon.
See you next week for a new season.
Woo-hoo!
Bye.
Bye.
Well, kiss to say goodbye. That's my life. The bronzer. And the sorrow. Oh, the British man is gone, but wish me luck, Stace. Same to you.
But I can't regret, y'all, what I did for love. What I did for love, y'all, it's Tim, and I'm totally awesome.
Michael, look, my eggs are dry. They're dry. Shit. And Skyla's ain't ours to borrow. Ungrateful little kid. It's as if we always knew you'd fuck it up, Michael.
And I won't forget what I did for love. What I did for love. Open your mouth, Thomas. Open your mouth, please.
Gone. So much beautiful, but gone. I missed that sweater. I lost it, but it's gone.
As we travel on, Maria, William, Sasha, Michelle, love's what we'll remember. Vanilla cream daddy. Yeah.
Kiss today goodbye. And tote us toward tomorrow.
Tote us toward tomorrow.
We did what we had to do. What we did for love. What we did for love. What we did for love.
Here I go!
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.